Seeing none, we will start with the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on item 5 for the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development.
Is there discussion? Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion carries. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under the Department of Corrections, I would make the following motion that that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 5, 9, 35, 36, and 41 for the Department of Corrections.
Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion carries. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under the Department of Education, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items number 1 and number 5 for the Department of Education.
Objection. We have an objection.
Yep.
Senator Tyson.
Yeah. I and my caucus believe that the Senate wants to spend too much money and prefer the House number. And as I understand it, there's a significant amount of unspent money.
Which item are you?
Item 1.
Item 1?
Yes. And as I understand it, in last year, the department spent one.
Well, what, Senator Dyson, what we do is leave that one open, drop that to the open items, and we'll take that up at that time if that's acceptable.
Fine.
With that, would you move to amend Representative Chenault's motion to Senator Dyson to leave open item number 1?
Yeah, I move to amend Representative Chenault's recommendation on number 1, DEED, to admit item 1.
Is there objection to that amendment? Seeing none, that motion carries. The main motion is before us. Is there further objection on the motion on education? Seeing none, that is adopted. The Department of Environmental Conservation, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on item 6 for the Department of Environmental Conservation.
Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. The Department of Fish and Game, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 10, 12, and 13 for the Department of Fish and Game.
Is there objection? Do I hear any discussion on that motion? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. The Office of the Governor, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 1 and 3 of the budget for the Office of the Governor.
Is there discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Department of Health and Social Services, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 5, 11, 12, 14, 16, 17, 18, 26 and 36 for the Department of Health and Social Services.
Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection to the motion? Discussion.
I move to amend the motion to put item number 36 in the open column.
Is there objection to that amendment? Seeing none, that amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Chenault.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I would also like to object to item number 32. Oh, wait a minute, we don't have 32 on there, excuse me.
There we go.
Is there further discussion on the amended motion?
Mr. Chairman, number 36 or 26?
36.
36.
Left over, it'll be taken up after.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? That motion is adopted. The Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 2 and 3 for the Department of Labor.
Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. The Department of Law, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 4, 6, and 8 for the Department of Law.
Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. The Department of Natural Resources, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on item 13. For the Department of Natural Resources.
Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. The Department of Public Safety, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 2, 5, 10, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 and 24, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a discussion on that motion? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Department of Revenue, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 4, 5, 6, and 7 for the Department of Revenue.
Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. The Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 1, 11, 13, 14, 15, 17, 19, 21 and 23 for the Department of Transportation.
Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. The University, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 4, 5, and 6 for the University.
Is there discussion on that motion?
Excuse me. Oh, never mind.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. The Alaska Court System, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on items 4, 7, 8, and 12 for the Alaska Court System.
Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objections? Seeing no objections, that motion is adopted. We will now move on to items that were previously held open by individual members. So that in the Department of Education, we have items 3 and 4, I believe those were held open by Representative Meyer.
And Tyson.
And Dyson. So if Representative Meyer, I think those are connected. So if Representative Meyer, do you have Discussion on that item.
No, Mr. Chairman, I would just move that we take the House numbers instead of the Senate's numbers.
I object.
Brief Eddie's. Non-objection, we'll keep this open item until tomorrow.
Mr. Chairman, that's both 3 and 5?
Depending on...
No, that's 3 and 4.
3 and 4.
Just 3.
3 and 4, okay.
3 and 4?
3 and 4.
Yeah, 4.
3 and 4 will be held open until tomorrow. That brings us to...
Item number 9.
Item 9. This was held up by Representative Jewell, and they were recommending the House numbers in this item.
And I object. I object, Mr. Chairman.
Can you speak to your objection?
Yes. This language that the House adopted, Mr. Chairman, makes the Head Starts have to match the 6 on a 1-to-1, and you know, since we first put this in the budget, you know, and it's been a while since we've been able to get an increase for Head Start, and I'm very grateful that it's there. But you know, the people in the far-flung communities of the state would have a very difficult time making that match, and we've been able to verify that by talking with the people that generally provide that service or help communities with that service, and that's RuralCAP. It does put those rural programs, I think, at a huge disadvantage, and you know, we're all well aware that some of the other costs have gone up, and to now then come and try and get that match, Mr. Chairman, I think is would put some of those communities at a disadvantage, and so I would really like to see the Senate
Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think
the Senate did not have the intent language. It was, we put that on in the House. We put that on in the House Finance Subcommittee, which I chaired, and Representative Jewell was a member of. And the intent here was that, obviously, if you can get a community to get involved and to contribute and take ownership in these programs, then the programs tend to be more successful. We have a lot of head start in Anchorage. I believe they do as well here in Juneau. And it just seemed to me that that there could be a local contribution made. In the rural areas, we were thinking that perhaps the Native corporations, village corporations, Rasmussen Foundation, or other sources could also contribute locally. But I've since been informed and heard via email and other sources that's not always possible. And so I would have no objections. I don't know about the other chairman with Representative Jewell's motion.
Thank you. With that, I would entertain a motion to accept the Senate language.
Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on item 9 for Department of Education.
Which is the Senate language, is there discussion? Is there objection? Brief at ease. Further discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. That brings us to the Department of Environmental Conservation. This one is held open by, wait a minute. Wait, we're, brief at ease. Order. We'll go to environmental conservation. Item 5 was held open by Senator Dyson. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on number 5 for the Department of Environmental Conservation.
There was an objection by Senator Dyson. Do you want to speak to your objection at this time, Senator Dyson?
I remove my objection.
Objection has been removed. Is there further discussion on the motion? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, that is adopted. That brings us back to reopened items, the Department of Correction. Sorry about that, I skipped one item. The Department of Law.
Mr. Chairman, under the Department of Law, I move that the committee adopt the chairman's recommendations on item 9 for the Department of Law.
Check.
And there was an objection by Senator Dyson, Department of Law. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure we all understand the critical point the state's in negotiating a number of natural resource issues, particularly oil and gas, and they have documented that they intend to spend about $8 million, mostly on hiring outside experts and legal experts to assist in this negotiations. I move that, that we select a figure of $8 million instead of $6,100,000. And I would add, I do not believe we can avoid this opportunity to have the best team at the table. And I would suggest if we don't approve this now, we'll probably see it in the supplemental.
Okay. First of all, Representative Dyson, the motion is to, there was no funds in the House budget. The Senate budget had 6.1 million, and the motion is to make that a one-time appropriation of 3 million, and the department had requested 6.1. Is your motion, for clarification, is your motion to take the original number that the Senate approved?
Yes.
With that, I'll take a brief edit. Meeting will come back to order. The motion is to go to the 6.1 instead of 3 million, and we can't go any higher. That was originally suggested by Senator Dyson. We understand that this is a multi-year appropriation and feel that the $3 million will be adequate to get them through this next year, and if not, they could come back to the legislature. But we believe that this is an important project, but to fund it multi-year is not the recommendation at this time. Further discussion on this item. Representative Jewell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a point of clarification. Was the original motion to adopt the chairman's numbers, and then there was another motion to do the six? How many motions are we dealing with here?
Well, he made his amendment.
Okay. It's an amendment to the motion.
Right.
Okay.
And we're objecting to his amendment to keep the chairman's number at 3 million, because we feel that this is a multi-year appropriation and the department will be able to meet its objectives with this appropriation. And if they aren't, we can see that as a supplemental. Again, the original appropriation was for multi-years. Senator Dyson, do you want to wrap up on your arguments for your amendment?
Well, yeah, it's new information to me, this multi-year, and I should have perhaps been better informed. But indeed, when you're going out hiring consultants, and if it is indeed multi-year, those folks are less likely to sign on if they know that their contract won't continue, and it's subject to a new legislature and a less certain funding stream. So I maintain my motion.
Maintain his objection. Roll call on the amendment.
President Joel.
I vote no on the amendment to the main motion, if that's the way we're voting.
Senator Dyson.
Yes.
Representative Meyer.
No.
Senator Stebbins.
No.
No.
No. That amendment fails. That brings us back to the main motion. Further discussion on the main motion. Is there objection to the main motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Now that brings us to open items. The Department of Corrections, we have one that we would like to consider at this time. Representative
Chenault. I'm trying to get there, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that we reopen DOC number 4 and move the Senate recommendation.
Brief at ease while everyone. back to order. Department of Corrections, we have item four, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I probably should remove my motion to open DLC number four and move the Senate recommendations. So I'll remove that, and Mr. Chairman, I'll make a different motion. That motion will be, I make a motion to reopen DLC number four.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? That motion is passed. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that accept the Senate recommendation, or the Senate recommendation on item number four.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? That motion is adopted. That brings us to the Department of Natural Resources. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that we move to reopen DNR number 11.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? That motion is carried. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, with that, I move that that we move the House recommendations on item number 11.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that we reopen Department of Transportation, item number 16.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we move the House recommendation on item 16.
Is there discussion?
Excuse me.
Senate.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I will remove that motion and make the motion that we move the Senate recommendation on item 16.
For the Department of Transportation.
For the Department of Transportation.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Courts. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that I make the motion that we reopen courts number six.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted.
And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we move the House recommendation on item number six in courts.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Brief eddies. Committee will come back to order. Education number one that Senator Dyson left open, we will leave that open till tomorrow. And he had one other item, which is HES number 36. We have that before us, and we entertain a motion to accept the Senate, the chairman's recommendation, and have Senator Dyson speak to his concern.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the motion that we open item number 36 in the Department of Health and Social Services.
Brief at ease.
Back on the record, Mr. Chairman, I'll remove the first motion. The second motion I will make that on item 36 in the Department of Health and Social Services that we accept the chairman's recommendations.
And we had concerns by Senator Dyson. Senator Dyson, do you have an objection?
I'll just state my objection so I can speak my reasons. We need to do a lot of reform on all kinds of welfare things, and until we bite the bullet and revise the qualifications and redirect the department, they have no control of who comes in the door, or not much, and so they've got to respond to the people that qualify under the existing rules. And so if we don't fund it now, and their numbers are correct, then we'll see it in a supplemental, and all of us, including the co-chairs, are been on my side of the house, seem to be interested in bringing a lot more integrity to this budgeting process. So we will see this in a supplemental, and we'll get a chance next year to reaffirm indeed if the department's numbers are correct or not. And having said that, I'll remove my objection.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Further discussion on the motion? Is there further objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. That brings us to the language section. Can we have Mr. Teal come to the table? We have a document that looks like this. And the first page is the mental health language that's next on the item. So if you flip that over, you find the language section to the legislation. With that, we'll have explanation on this item from Mr. Teal. Mr. Teal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The coding on this sheet is fairly simple. The yellow items are motions that you've already done on the motion sheets. So only a few of them are open. The first one is item one, and it's just a difference in intent, the same purpose, but OMB and others helped us clean up that language in the Senate version. So your recommendation was to take the Senate version of that language.
On item one?
On item one.
All right. With that, we have a motion to accept the Senate language on item one. Representative Chenault. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that the committee adopt the Senate language on item number one.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Item two.
Item two requires no action. You've already addressed that. The same with item three and item four. So your next motion would be item five. And that's on retirement system funding. The House language was drafted before the passage of SB 125, the retirement bill. The Senate was able to clean that language up because the bill had been adopted by both houses. So your recommendation was to adopt the Senate version.
Representative Chenault, item five.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we adopt the Senate language or House language for Senate language for item number five.
Discussion on that motion. Is there objection? That motion is adopted. Mr. Thiel.
Mr. Chairman, item six requires no action. That was handled in the individual item, so you're on to number seven. And again, this was some cleanup language. The Senate language is the preferred alternative. It removes some confusing language from the House version.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, with that explanation, I will move make the motion that we accept the Senate language for item number seven in the Department of Natural Resources.
Is there discussion?
A brief at ease.
Brief at ease. Discussion on the motion. Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Mr. Thiel.
In item number eight, both houses adopted new language in reference to NPRA money, and the Senate was then able to go back and clean up some language item to be consistent with what they done in other places in the operating budget. So your recommendation there was to go with the Senate language.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that on item number eight, NPRA language, that we accept the Senate.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Mr. Thiel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item nine, you've already taken action on, as well as item number 10, so you're on to number 11. And once again, this is a language that's very similar in House and Senate, but the Senate places a clause in a different place and removes some confusion that placement in the House might cause, so the recommendation was the Senate version.
Representative Chenault.
Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that we accept the Senate language on item number 11.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Mr. Thiel.
Item 12, you have already adopted the addition of a few bargaining agreements. So you're on to 13. There, the House accepted with a supermajority vote the constitutional budget items, which failed in the Senate. So your recommendation now was to adopt the House language.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that we accept the House language on item 13.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Mr. Thiel.
Items 14 and 15 also have to do with the constitutional budget reserve account, but those items were handled in the individual motion sheet, so no actions required. The same with 16, which is a duplicate of the bargaining agreements that you accepted in statewide motion number two. So that completes the language difference.
Completes the language section. That brings us to the mental health bill. We have before us a spreadsheet. Mr. Thiel, can you briefly explain this to the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. By tradition, the House omits a single capital project in the mental health budget, and the Senate puts all items in except that single capital project omitted. So that makes all capital projects subject to conference, and your recommendations are in the column to the far right, which would hold only item 6, which is a HFC housing trust for $10 million open.
Referees. As an action item tomorrow at 4 p.m. Is there any other business that come before the committee at this time?
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Meyer.
Thank you. With your permission, I'd like to leave open number 7 as well.
We're leaving all of them open for consideration until tomorrow.
Okay, sorry. Late night last night.
Late night last night. That item, the whole sheet on the mental health capital budget will be held open until tomorrow for consideration at that time for the members to look at the chairman's recommendations, give them time to feel comfortable with the recommendations. And is there any other business to come before the committee at this time? And we would again like to remind people to be prompt at 4 p.m. so that all members' time is best utilized, and respect that for all the members. With that, the committee is adjourned till 4 p.m. tomorrow.